there's this thing that I keep fantasizing about. And it's not like the kind of fantasy where I close my eyes and I'm anyone, anywhere, doing anything, or watching anything, or it's not like that. It's more of a kind of a daydream. Kind of a place where my mind escapes to every time I meet you or think about you. I wouldn't call it a happy place, but it's similar, like when people describe that they have like this happy place in their mind, kind of like that, but not really that wholesome. I don't know what it is about you, but you do something to me when we meet. Like we don't even know each other that well, but it's like there's a tension between us. Can probably call it a lot of things, like a spark and electricity. Vibe, whatever. It's just this you bring out something primal in me, almost like I don't even think that I like you, to be quite honest. Actually, I don't. I don't like you. I just... Oh, you just... You bring out this thing in me. It's like a fire in my chest. And I get like almost like it's adrenaline pumping. I think it's something about the way we talk to each other. Like we're both, I'd say, decently intellectual, intelligent people. With like, there's something in like both of us being able to read the other and having a very special sort of interaction with each other. Like the first time we met, like two sentences in, we started to like tease each other. And we were like both smirking and even though I instantly loathed your guts, I wanted you at the same time. It's so weird. And I can't stop thinking about what would happen if we could, like, just unleash that. If we could unleash ourselves on one another. So I keep going to this place in my mind. I've been fantasizing about it for so long. I've started making, like, practical details. Started with, like, really making out how this could work. I mean, obviously we can't have, like, a relationship for so many reasons. You know that, I know that. Just keep thinking that. Maybe if we could just meet. I don't know, either, like, regularly on a schedule, or like when one of us, like, needed to get it out of the system, and we could just meet and just let all this tension become something. 'Cause I have no interest in building a life with you whatsoever. I don't want to know your deepest thoughts and wants and dreams. I don't want to get dinner and a movie with you. So, in my head, this place where I go to is like, we have a place dedicated for this. I know it sounds ridiculous, but it's my fantasy, so it's maybe like a studio apartment or whatever, I don't know. Just, it's got a bed and necessities, and we'd meet there. And we'd start with, I don't know what to call it, like a sort of verbal power struggle, sort of mentally feeling each other up. Because you and I both enjoy the power. And being abused. So it would just be the matter of, like, who is what. When we meet. because I know myself, at least, that we'd have like this back and forth. And eventually, one of us would submit. And well, apart from using safe words, there would be like no limits. We just use one another and let ourselves be used and abused. Just in this very primal way. Like fucking Fight Club, but without the fist fighting. It could be anything. Without dynamic, it could be anything. Like it could be just you holding me down and looking into my eyes and just watching me become more and more submissive, or you using your strength to overpower me, and maybe that day I'd be in the mood to resist. I'd bite you and I'd kick you and I'd try to fight you off, and I'd spit in your face. I'd shout and you'd have to gag me or just shut me up in any way you could. And sometimes I'd break you. I'd break you so hard you wouldn't even remember your name. I have no sympathy for you. I don't like you. I'm not afraid to hurt you. I'd actually very much enjoy to hurt you. I'd enjoy degrading you. In every possible way I could think of. And that would be what we have. Us meeting up. Having a power struggle, fucking each other's brains out, abusing each other, leaving bruises and sore bodies, punishing each other, taking everything out on each other. Our aftercare would be just checking up on each other, making sure that the other one is okay, because both of us know that we need to keep each other in shape so we can keep meeting each other. When we're done with everything, we just clean ourselves up, get dressed, and leave. Go back to our normal lives. Until the next time we met. I've never felt this way. I'm scared of how you make me feel. But I fucking love it.